We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 8:48 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg thinking about running for president.
Two.
Three detention officers injured in separate inmate attacks at the Sedgwick County Jail.
One.
Suspect arrested after 15-year-old shot and killed while walking near McAdams Park in northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got the gasoline prices in Wichita finally settling a little bit. Still an average of about $2.29 a gallon. I did spot better out there. $2.27 spotted that at 47th Street South. And hydraulic traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 48 degrees. Clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 33. Then Saturday, sunny and warmer. Rake those leaves. We got a high of 70 degrees tomorrow. Now, partly cloudy sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour, and 25 degrees. Coming up Sunday night here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. Starts at 7 o'clock Sunday night right here. And John's with us this morning. Give us a little preview of what you're going to have on the show this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve. How are you guys this morning?
We're perfect. Absolutely perfect. You're going to have a debate of some sort with Bill Warren and Wayne Bryan on Century 2, right?
Correct. Yeah, well, you know, this has been a major topic. Now that we're through that debacle of an election, I thought it'd be interesting to have this debate come up. So, yeah, and it's a contentious issue. There are heated passions on both sides, the folks that want to renovate and restore Century 2, and then there are folks that recognize, in their opinion, that Century 2 just needs to be torn down and replaced with something more modern and more functional for the future. And so that's going to be the debate. We've got two stalwart folks from Wichita's community, Bill Warren. Everyone knows Bill Warren and his contributions to the community. And who better to represent the arts and what we're trying, you know, what the Wichita's arts community than Wayne Bryan from Music Theater Wichita. So it should be a good, heated conversation, shall we say.
That reference to the election this past week, and yeah, I was struck by the fact that you had a couple of Republicans just going at it and being pretty nasty to each other there, you know.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. You know, the one thing that I think we've lost some focus on in that whole discussion between Representative Capps and the chairman of Chairman, you know, Glasscock of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. One thing that I think has been lost here is, regardless of where you fall on that discussion, Michael Capps is still an elected representative of his district. And ultimately, I think that's who needs to resolve that issue, is let the voters of his district resolve that next year. And I think that, you know, much like we, I think the people of the United States need to weigh in on Trump and that impeachment debate, I think let's let the people of his House district resolve it rather than the party leadership. But we'll see. We got an election coming up in 2020, and we'll see how that falls out there as well.
Special guest, Sheriff David Clark. Tell us about that.
Yep. America's Sheriff is coming on the show tomorrow, and he's going to talk immigration, race and politics in America. And he's coming into town, actually, coming to Wichita for a fundraiser for former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. So we'll talk to him. And, you know, Sheriff Clark's got a lot of very unique perspectives. He's America's Sheriff, so he'll be able to give us some really unique insights. I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay, I didn't vote for him, so I don't know how he got elected. But no, where is he really from, though?
He's from Milwaukee, actually. Yeah. So okay. You know, he represented a very urban and had some rural areas as well. So he's got a very unique perspective that he can share.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks, John. Looking forward to the show. That's the John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7, right here on KNSS. 8:52, Steve and Ted, time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, getting to know the 30 individuals, companies, and organizations that make up the 2019 Innovation Award winners. It's the fifth year for the awards that have recognized more than 100 people and groups for their work to innovate in their companies and in the community. The profiles of this year's winners are in the weekly edition and online. Those winners will get their time in the spotlight next week. They'll be recognized at our Innovation Awards luncheon Thursday at the Hyatt. Seven of the 2019 award winners are individuals. The other 23 are companies and organizations. American State Bank is the sponsor for the 2019 Innovation Awards. This week we have two lists, Kansas Colleges and Universities and Kansas Community and Technical Colleges. They're ranked by 2019 fall semester headcount. K-State leads the colleges and universities list, 21,719 student headcount. Johnson County Community College leads the community and technical colleges list with a headcount of 18,292. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, Veterans Day coming up Monday, and
That's right. We
remember our vets. We will be here to do the Steve and Ted show on Monday morning. Are you going to be with us as well, you think?
I will be right here with you.
That's because even though it's a holiday for many people, Steve and Ted and Bill, we like to be here for our listeners as often as we possibly can, right?
That's right. That's exactly that's, right. That's and we can still pay a tribute to those veterans who have represented us well and fought for our lives.
In fact, it'll be part of our show. We'll just, we'll do part of our show about that
sure.
on Monday. Okay. Today's question on the Steve and Ted poll, I wanted to share this with you real quick. Thanksgiving dinner's coming up this year. Traditional turkey or some other main dish? Your choices are pork, brisket or other beef entree, ham, tofurkey or other plant-based alternative, or turkey.
Or turducken.
So you can go and get on our webpage, and you can be a part of that poll. Doesn't that sound exciting to you, Bill?
That does sound exciting. Of course, my vote's going to be for turkey, good old turkey.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, to me, it's one of my favorite holidays. Probably it's right at the top, too, because there's so many memories you have when you were kids. We used to gather with our cousins, and I had tons of cousins, and get together with our cousins, and you had a great dinner. You had the food. My uncles and my dad would go and play bridge for hours on end.
Exciting.
Wow. Then they had football games on TV. And when I was young, the Kennedys were in the White House. And our family, we would get all the cousins together, boys and girls, all out in the yard and play a little football out there.
Mm-hmm. Football,
yeah. And I had a cousin in Kansas, from Kansas City, named Claudia Korchak. Who made one heck of a fullback. Do you ever know Claudia?
Oh,
I know you know her sister.
I didn't know Claudia. I knew her sister.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She had the shoulders on her, and she was a little low. All right. Thanksgiving's coming up. We're going to keep you posted on that and the turkeys and what's all going on there. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got a billionaire Bloomberg possibly running for president. Oh, how about that? And that's all. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita, 25 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.